You sometimes hear students talking about how they will never use algebra in real life. Well, I don't frequently diagram sentences or play badminton, but that doesn't mean the time I spent in school on these activities wasn't worthwhile. Hello, I'm Brooke Hildebrand Clubs, Director of Health Communication at Southeast Missouri State University. It's National Physical Fitness and Sports Month. If you stopped thinking about participating in physical fitness and sports when you last closed your high school gym locker, it might be time to reconsider. American leaders realized fitness was vital for our citizens as early as 1956, when President Eisenhower created the President's Council on Youth Fitness. This council was renamed the President's Council on Physical Fitness in the early 1960s by President Kennedy to include people of all ages. We never outgrow the need for physical activity. Group fitness classes and community sports leagues are a great way to get involved as an adult, and you don't have to worry about wearing an ugly gym suit or being picked last for the team. If the cost or time commitment is prohibitive, consider scheduling a walk with a friend or family member, or committing to playing outside with your children or grandchildren after dinner. The healthier your lifestyle, the better your quality of life. That's one equation even those of us who can't remember our algebra can solve. For more information on this and other health issues, visit krcu.org.